Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hody's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Hody's also doing 2020s. You just heard him say Guardians lead in the Central. Down to 3.5 games. Two more with Arizona. Day off. Four with the Minnesota Twins coming up. So get ready here. It's going to be game on as of Friday. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She covers the Guardians for MLB.com. She's Miss Mandy Bell. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We are well. How are the Guardians? Is there anything to worry about here? That's 3.5.
Can we send a care package or something?
Twins have won. Well, they tried to do that.
I know.
Twins have won 5 straight. Guardians have lost 3 straight. This is game on right now, Mandy.
It is. And when it comes to being worried, I think it's just the rotation. I think they just need to figure out exactly how this is all going to work. I mean, Tanner Bibee, they seemed optimistic that he'll be fine for, I guess, the weekend. He was supposed to play catch yesterday. As long as that went well, he was going to be on schedule to throw his regular bullpen like he would between starts and then get back in the rotation. So I'm sure we'll learn more today about how catch went and see how it goes from there. But even still, it's just trying to piece this together. You have Cobb, you have Boyd, these guys coming back over the next week. So you don't know how they're going to be. And there's just so many question marks with this rotation.
I know this is a tough question because it's a read the room question, but does it feel like it's slipping a little bit? You tell me. You're
wrong. Andy.
Yes. Does it feel like it's slipping a little bit?
I don't know. It is hard to say just because this offense, you would say no because you saw it yesterday. They fight and fight and fight, and we're not used to that. We're used to it being the opposite way, where the pitching is what's keeping them in the games, and they're throwing up zero after zero after zero and waiting for the offense to wake up, and it's just the opposite right now. So I don't know. It's going to come a lot down to, can the bullpen stay perfect? Because when Cade Smith gives up one run every couple months, and that one run is yesterday, you see that they can't bounce back as well because they need everything to be perfect to be able to make up for this rotation. Although Logan Allen, I mean, I know that wasn't the start that he would have wanted, giving up back-to-back homers to start and then obviously taking 105 miles per hour off the head. But the way that he locked back in was really impressive, and they needed that to get him through 5. So, but still, it's just the rotation is just the big question mark. So I don't know if you can necessarily say that it's starting to slip or that you're feeling that it's starting to slip because the offense just won't go away and their never say die type of attitude doesn't allow you to fully buy in one way or the other if they're going to make a run or if they're going to start slipping. But the rotation is what everyone should be wondering. Okay, is this enough to make a real run or pull away in the last month or two here?
All right, I'm going to lead you to a question where I'm looking for an answer, but give me some yes or no's on just a couple of things I'm going to ask you to get there. When Alex Cobb is ready, he is a member of the rotation.
Yes.
When Matthew Boyd is ready, is he a member of the rotation?
Yes.
Here's the question. How close is Matthew Boyd? Last start was, what, August 1st in Columbus and threw about 60 pitches. Do they think he'll be ready this month?
Yeah, they do. Okay. I think the plan is that, what day is today? Tuesday? Goodness, every day blends together. I think tomorrow will be his next rehab start, and I think they're hoping that that's his last one. So I really do think that within the next week he could be, unless something is really pops up to show that, okay, he needs one more. I think this should be his last one before rejoining, or I shouldn't say rejoining since he's new here, but since joining, before joining the rotation.
And he's been up around the major league team. Right, so I mean, there's some familiarity there. Alex Cobb's been around, so if they're good to go, they're good to go. Bybee shoulder, we hope, is okay. Ben Lively locked in, no problems. How about Gavin Williams?
I mean, health wise, he seems totally fine. It's I don't know if it's more. It's like this is the start of the season for him, and it's ramping up like anyone else would, any other starters would at the beginning of the year, just because he missed so much time and he's just trying to find that consistency that they really need from him. But it's been a little bit up and down so far for him. So I think he's a big outlier for them. They really, really need him to be able to lock in and be a good number two to Bybee so that they can have some stability, even if Cobb and Boyd struggle a little bit coming off such long stints on the IL, coming off of major surgeries and all those things. They need at least some wiggle room for them. And if you can have Lively be as consistent as he's been all year, and then have Gavin and Tanner be the ones who are really locking down the rotation, that helps. But they're going to need to see a little bit more from Gavin moving forward.
So look into your crystal ball based on those five names you just gave me. Where does Carlos Carrasco fit into this? Can they put him back in the bullpen, or what do you think?
It's tough. I would say yes, just because this isn't really a time where they can afford to DFA a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So because you have Cobb and you have Boyd coming back from major injuries, and you have Tanner now that's been having the shoulder irritation a little bit, and you're already thin depth-wise as it is. So I just don't see how you can afford to eliminate one of those starting options completely for you moving forward, because anything could happen. And if you only have Curry and Cantillo really to mix back in if something goes wrong, I really think that they would have to find a spot for him in the bullpen so that they don't make themselves even thinner pitching depth-wise. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to do that or not, but that would be my best guess right now, is that he finds a way into the bullpen.
And is there a renewed sense of optimism for Tristan McKenzie based on his last minor league start? I know it's been rough for him there, but the numbers he put up the other night were impressive. If he can do it a couple times, I got to think that that's got to put some smiles on the faces in the front office.
You would have to think so. I mean, it's just been such a difficult stretch for him here, and even in AAA, it's been rough for him, and that's going to be hard for him. It's going to be hard for everyone in the front office, hoping that he can come back up and make a difference this year. So if he can do it a couple times, I think that's what they'll really need to see, just because one outing isn't quite enough to be convincing that this is all behind him, because just a couple starts ago he had like 7 walks, and they just need to see the consistency build a little bit. So that's going to take some time. But yeah, you would think that they would start to hope there, like, okay, this is a good sign that this could be moving in the right direction.
Mandy Bell joining us from MLB.com. You can follow her on the X at Mandy Bell 02. Is there anything Logan Allen, is there anything Tristan McKenzie can do to work their way into this roster, into this rotation, even onto the pitching staff in a relief role, Mandy, to move forward here? Or are they just, they're going to be used when needed and nothing more because Boyd and Cobb are the guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be more, it's their fates are dependent upon other people rather than them forcing it themselves, because I think that this is the time to give Cobb and Boyd a shot. And if they can get the job done, then they need to be the guys who are in the rotation. And I think that if there would be any, I don't know, injuries, struggles, whatever it might be, then you can start thinking about your other options. And I just think that would be then Tristan and Logan filling in at that point. Or if they're, when rosters expand, if they want to have another long guy in the bullpen, whatever it might be, you can start thinking about that then. But yeah, I really do think that Cobb and Boyd are the guys right now, and it's time to just see if there can be some external help, just a different set of arms here coming in to try to help give some innings, give some depth, take some pressure off of this bullpen that's had to be nearly perfect all season long, and try to see if that can help them.
Mandy, thoughts on Lane Thomas and his ability to fit in as quick as he did? Like, everything we heard is this guy's going to be great for the clubhouse. He's going to be, has it been instant pudding so far? Because he seems to fit in real nice in that number two spot.
Yeah, it does. And I think that speed certainly helps to have that on the bases right in front of Jose Ramirez. We saw that yesterday, seeing Thomas race around the bases to score. I think there's a lot of different aspects to his game that really do fit in nicely with this club. And I'm sure he would be the first to say that he would be wishing to be producing just a little bit more right now. But once that transition into a new team, once he settles in, it does seem like he'll be a really nice fit. And he's just got that same style of play that this team has. And so I think that's what has made it really simple for him to just transition in here. But yeah, I think that there's a multitude of ways that he can impact this team.
Mandy, what's going to happen in center field and shortstop the rest of the way? Is it going to continue to be matchup, who's hot, who's not? What do you know? You have Tyler Freeman, you have Angel Martinez, there's Rocchio, there's Schneeman. I mean, you got a lot of guys out there that Stephen Vogt is seemingly doing a pretty nice job of juggling. Do you see that continuing, or does somebody lock onto these things? And Rocchio clearly, obviously, has been the main shortstop, but still, there have been enough guys playing that spot that makes you wonder a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to be this juggling act. I don't see why it would change, or I think the reason it would change is if there is somebody who is consistently producing, and that's basically what he's been doing all year, is just looking for the guy who's producing at the time, and he's the one who's in the lineup. And so if someone can do that longer, then he'll ride with that one guy longer. But I do think that it'll end up just being this juggling act a little bit more of just trying to ride the hot hand when you can get it. Because Freeman's been struggling, Rocchio's been struggling. You try to just find the right guy at the right time and piece this all together. And that's basically what they've done all year, is they've just been able to piece this together, whether it be the rotation or finding these guys at the bottom of the order, or just plugging in the right one on the right day. And it's all worked out in their favor so far, and they're going to need that to continue for the last month and a half.
Got about 30 seconds. Vital week, Arizona, and then you go to Minnesota for, I would think, up to this point, the most critical series of the season, a four-game series, two on Friday, one Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, this is definitely the biggest week, I think, so far. I don't know if anyone was really expecting it to be this close going into this series after the lead that they had. So the fact that they have two left against Arizona, try to get, at least get some wins out of those, try to pad this lead a little bit more if they can before going into Minnesota, especially with a doubleheader to start, deplete the bullpen before the whole series, the three-day series of over the four games over the weekend. It's a tough week. The Guardians know it, but the Twins have to face the same thing that they do. So I think it should be really fun. I love when things get close like this. So it should just be fun baseball to watch.
Mandy, I have 5 seconds. Why did they decide to play the doubleheader on Friday rather than Saturday?
I don't know. My mom just asked me the same thing yesterday when I was driving home from the game.
Yeah.
I have no idea why they did that, but that's really rough to start a series that way.
Good point.
To have a doubleheader and deplete the pen.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy.
Yep, thank you, guys.
She's Mandy Bell from MLB.com. Get her newsletter, by the way. Go to MLB.com, sign up for her newsletter. It'll show up in your email inbox, and it's really good stuff. You heard what she said. Cobb, Boyd. You okay with that? I know somebody who isn't. At least I think he isn't. He's on my right. He's running the board.
Ah.
It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's Menigan, and he doesn't like Matthew Boyd.
Why do you say such things? You know that's not
just
true.
For this.
He's not inaccurate.
For this.
Yeah, but you know, he's such an instigator on this stuff.
He could make it a little nicer, but he's not inaccurate.
Jeff, do you have major expectations for him to come back? I don't.
You ready?
I mean, I just see some things like
ready?
This and Jameis Winston. You already have him penciled in as Pro Bowlers and MLB All-Stars.
Oh, no, I don't have Matthew Boyd penciled in as anything.
Okay, what do you have penciled in as?
The guy that Mandy Bell says they're counting on.
I think she said that if he... Well, all right, so let's... You're putting... Now, you would be mad if I said that to you. That's not exactly what she said.
I said, is Alex Cobb in the rotation? Yes.
Yes.
Is Matthew Boyd in? Yes. When he's good to go.
Will he have the opportunity for that position? You kind of, you know, sometimes you make it sound like I ask you things and I twist words.
Andy, she said yes.
She said what? She said, is he in the rotation if he's ready? Right? That's what you go ahead. Say it to me back. So I don't want to do this.
I said, give me a yes or no. Is Alex Cobb in? She said yes.
But you make it sound like they're counting on him.
Is Matthew Boyd in? She said yes. And I said, and when do you think he might be ready to go? And she said, maybe one more rehab start and then maybe after that.
And what are they counting on him for?
To be in the rotation.
For the rest of the season.
I would think that's what that means.
Look, I'll be honest with you.
I'm not counting on the guy. I wish him nothing but the best. The thing I'm a little perturbed about it, to be honest with you. I wish they had signed him to a team option for a second year. They're giving him the chance to come back from his Tommy John, maybe put him on a major league field here, and then he could walk as a free agent at the end of the year.
Jeff, if he has any kind of success, he should feel a little bit of loyalty to the organization.
Andy, it's pro sports.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be a point there where...
It's pro sports.
Jeff.
There's no loyalty.
No, that is true. You know what I started thinking about when we're talking about all these pitchers and just kind of, you know, smorgasbord of starters and trying to figure out whatever fits the bill best, right? I'm probably going to be thinking when, you know, the last day of the month hits that we wish we had the old 40-man expanded roster. Because that way you could have kept all... Because Carlos Carrasco was the guy I was thinking about in particular, because if both those guys stick, he could be out of the rotation. But now it's 28 now. That's who you can have 29 on days with doubleheaders. That's it. So you're expanding by two?
Can I just throw one thought at you about Matthew Boyd?
Go ahead, Jeff. Tell us about Matthew Boyd.
And again, I'm sorry.
Did you say DeShone Kizer? Matthew Boyd.
No, I don't have that feeling about Matthew Boyd. I just find it very interesting. Not too long ago, it was 5 years ago in Detroit. Guy struck out 238 guys in 185 innings. I mean, he had a really interesting year.
It's delightful. 5 years ago, the Browns starting quarterback was one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Bad Tiger teams. I'm just curious.
5 years ago, I had a lot more money in the bank.
Guy can help.
Yeah, you too. Huh?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I had less.
5 years ago, recreational marijuana was not legal.
Yeah, darn right.
There you go.
Dude was on a team that won 47 games.
In Ohio.
That when he struck out 238, he went 9-12 on a team that won 47.
5 years ago, nobody had an idea what an N95 mask was.
That's a good one.
That's really good. All I'm telling you is this. Mandy Bell confirming what we've thought about the Guardians. They signed him to pitch him. So, Dan, I understand completely your thought about him, but they signed him to pitch him. And when he's healthy, he might be in this rotation.
If you expect him to be anything
more... I didn't say I expect him to be anything.
This is the general you. This is not pointed towards you. This is not meant as attack. Okay. No attack near. We're all very kind. If anyone expects him to be anything more than a dice roll for this organization, then you have your priorities in the wrong place.
I agree with that completely.
Yes. That's how I would look at it. This is a dice roll. This is a lottery ticket. This maybe, just maybe, you can stumble into somebody who can give you five decent innings. That's all you're looking for with Matthew Boyd. If you think it's anything more than that, then I got some volcano insurance I'd like to sell you.
And Dan especially, I mean, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. You know, I mean, that is a dice roll in and of itself. Forget his past record. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. You've got me searching what happened 5 years ago today. You guys, I can't stand you. Sometimes you put me out here on this little island and then I start flying away. I got to come back in. Sorry. I was trying to figure out the headlines from 5 years ago today. Thanks.
So in other words, not paying any attention to the conversation at hand.
Like, I've got way more faith in Alex Cobb being a meaningful part of
this rotation. I think Alex Cobb's going to be really good.
Than what you're going to get with Matthew Boyd.
And I say really good just meaning
this. was just laughing.
Yeah, I wonder what'll happen to the independent contractors out there.
Yes, the non-sanctioned
small business owners.
Yes, what's going to happen?
A lot to be said for freelance work.
In fact, one of the guy was talking about the state of the economy there and just saying, why would you want to do that when you can walk into the store and it's all organized? It's like going to the grocery store. I was like, oh, okay. This is where we are now, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Yes.
I'm curious to see.
When I was a kid, it was about firecrackers. Today, everything's changed.
Curious to see what we see on the streets of Cleveland walking around these days.
Telling you, man. We'll see. We need to put up munchie stands all around town.
Your Dorito thought was not a bad one.
Hey, why not? Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Not a bad one.
Chip dispenser or something like that?
I can tell you.
Menigan would tell us what to sell. We'd know a little bit more.
It might be legal just today, but I can tell you that folks in the parking lot where we park every morning have been celebrating in anticipation for a good period of time now.
Their freedom and independence.
And then walking off to construction projects. Sleep well, downtown Clevelanders.
Fully prepared for today.
Your buildings are going to be really in great shape. Before we get to the news out of Baltimore that should scare Browns fans.
Yeah.
Menigan's going to scare our stomachs.
It is lunchtime, so
Dan was
be
in
careful.
Wisconsin. Did you go to the Wisconsin State Fair?
You're darn right I went to the Wisconsin State Fair because I wanted to feel not only better about myself, but about my family, my friends, and pretty much anyone I've ever met on the street.
In Wisconsin, if they play the song Jump Around, do people just jump around no matter what? You don't have to be at Camp Randall to
Every bar band has a cover of Jump Around that they do.
And so at every bar everyone will start jumping?
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. You'll see them jumping all over the place. But here's the big one. Gentlemen, I tried crickets.
You played the game of cricket?
It's a fun game.
Nay, nay.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about cricket on the air.
Nay, nay. The actual bug, a roasted cricket.
You ate a cricket?
Mm-hmm.
And?
It was put in my hand, and I went, okay, let's give this a whirl. You only live once.
And?
Tastes like a sunflower seed. It honestly did. It tasted like sunflower seeds. It kind of, cracked like a sunflower seed, and it had that taste of it. Yeah.
You know, cricket is a gateway drug for cicadas. I just want you to know that.
Am I going to go down the line? Yes. You're going to come in here, and I'm just going to be cutting up a
next
black
thing
widow
you know,
spider.
You're on grasshoppers, and then we got all kinds of issues.
And if you really go deep, those tree roaches are nasty.
Oh, there you go.
Seriously?
Anybody want to split a black widow with
me? You said it crunched, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it honestly...
Was it chocolate covered?
Did it have a little...
No, it was a little like bacon cheddar dust that was on there. Like they kind of did like the same thing you would do with a flavored sunflower seed.
All right, can I tell you this?
Yes, yes.
How about the bacon whatever dust on a pretzel?
Would be good, but...
If you're just trying to get the flavor, can't you put it on
a
cracker?
A better crunch from a cracker or a pretzel, yeah.
But you've been doing it forever with a sunflower seed, and if it tastes like a sunflower seed, why not season it like a sunflower seed?
Sunflower seeds are too much work.
Yeah, is there protein to it? Is there...
Oh, yeah, it's high in protein.
Oh, it is?
Absolutely.
I didn't realize.
You know, insects are, consumed all around the world, just not here very often. They're a source of protein.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't say that I've done that diet.
I would say
you only had one.
I'd say I don't pay for it, but give it a shot.
You buy a bag of them?
A box. At least that's why we got them, was in a box.
And how many in a box?
I think there were 30, somewhere on those lines.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you try anything else while you were there?
I tried all sorts of weird stuff. The highlight, I would have to say, is a deep-fried pickle that was then rolled in Cooler Ranch Doritos. And then you dipped it in ranch dressing. That was outstanding.
It really was?
Highly, highly recommend that one. That was the best thing I ate. Also, deep fried peanut butter and jelly wasn't bad. Deep fried mashed potatoes, also pretty good.
Deep fried?
Wait, deep fried mashed potatoes would be like a tater tot, wouldn't
pretty
it?
Pretty close. It kind of was, except the inside of it had more butter in it. There was enough butter in there to pretty
much
solve any problem.
Peanut butter and jelly on bread, and they deep fry it?
Yep. It was basically like taking... What are those? They call them the Uncrustables.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically deep fried those, breaded them, and deep fried it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't run to do that one, but it's one of those that was there. I think it was deep fried lemonade, and that was outstanding.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You mean it was as a liquid or what?
So it was kind of like almost like somebody took a lemon square and then breaded it and deep fried it, and they called it deep fried lemonade. That was really good, but you couldn't eat a ton of that.
You know, good
really
lemon
sweet.
Squares are really hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. Then a deep fryer to it.
put them in the freezer.
Why are we deep frying all this stuff? I don't understand.
Because it's Wisconsin.
Because this is the United States of America, and are you going to badmouth the ingenuity of the United States of America?
Well,
we're out. We're not going to sit here.
Exactly. I can't sit
keep
here.
Keep going, Jeff.
So on Pro Football Talk, our buddy Mike Florio's website, headline, you ready?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson says he got fat and slow, is now in better shape.
Thanks to crickets.
He's pounding the protein. He cut out the carbs. So instead of putting that bacon dust or whatever on a cracker, he's going with a cricket. He says he looked at old game tape. And when he does, he sometimes thinks that he's both overweight and not as fast as he should be. He told Jonathan Jones of CBS, I was fat. I just saw a video from a game 2 years ago against the Browns, and I looked out of shape. My eyes might be deceiving me, but I think I looked a little slower, but not now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy. Man, what a year it's going to be for quarterbacks in the AFC North.
How old do you think he is?
How old is
Lamar Jackson?
27? What is he?
You're right.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah. He just seems like he's been around forever. I mean, he came in young, but he says, I'm still young. I haven't lost a step. He'll be at his fastest this year.
I don't know. If you put all four AFC North quarterbacks in front of me, I'd pick him first. I think he's so good.
Because he plays for the Ravens, I hate to agree with you,
I would definitely do it.
And I really like Joe Burrow. I really like Burrow. And he and Lamar are different styles because Lamar certainly runs, more. And Lamar just wins. That guy just wins. And Joe Burrow's done a terrific job for the Bengals, and I hope he's healthy. He'd be my second guy in ranking the quarterbacks. Who would you rank higher, Deshaun Watson or whoever ends up starting in Pittsburgh? And it seemed like it was Russell Wilson, but now there's some buzz coming out of there that Justin Fields is really making a great impression.
It's a toss-up. I feel like I've been really wishy-washy on all my thoughts today.
Today?
No. Yeah, just
that
today.
That was just for Les.
Yeah, you think it was, but it wasn't. Yeah, it's a toss-up, isn't it? I need to see it again.
I want to say Deshaun, but I can't.
History tells you don't say that.
Yeah.
It just says wait.
Yep.
It says wait. I hope that in 3 weeks, or 3 weeks, I hope that in a month or 6 weeks from now, where this isn't even a question. Okay, man, feel good, Deshaun. Make it Deshaun. I hope that I say I want Deshaun over Lamar in, 2 months here. Especially over Burrow. I want to be able to say that. Help me, Deshaun. Help me say that. Go out there and play dynamic football. Let's see what this team looks like when they start. Deshaun's not there right now. He's not. He's coming off injury again. Too many question marks. Too many missed games over the last couple years. And yet our whole franchise is just spinning around one player. And his name is Deshaun Watson. And I can't give him credibility against the other quarterbacks in the AFC North because he just hasn't done it. It's on paper, it's supposed to be there, but do it. Just go out there. See it.
When Mary Kay Cabot was with us at 11 o'clock, she made me kind of pause a little bit on my thought about playing him in the preseason. She said no because he's still coming back from stuff. And I've been working under the assumption he's good to go. You told me he looked great throwing the ball.
I'm telling you, I think he looks good to go. It's not my job.
He's good to go, I'm playing him. If Mary Kay's accurate, and she is always on the money, and that he's still in the process of coming back, okay, then I understand if they don't play him. But if they think he's good to go, Andy, I want to see him on the field. Let's play the guy. Get him up to football speed. Get him up to Deshaun Watson speed, if we can find that again.
Yes. Jeff, if you had to pick one of these four quarterbacks, did you say it was Lamar?
Yeah. My guy would be Lamar Jackson, very, very closely followed by Joe Burrow. And that could flip in three games. But they're clearly the top two quarterbacks in the division. I mean, let's not kid ourselves.
It's 1-2. We are in such a tough division. Like, if we were anywhere else,
division in football.
I just think our optimism would be so through the roof. As long as we didn't have to play the Chiefs twice a year, right? We'd be sitting here going, "Wow, this is a playoff year." I don't even think twice about it. But knowing that all four teams made the playoffs last year, that these teams are going to destroy each other throughout the year. The reason someone's not going to make it from the AFC North this year is because of the AFC North. Like, they'll probably have success against everybody outside of the AFC North, but the AFC North is going to set them down with three or four losses, and they'll be like, "Oh, it was because of the North. That's why they didn't get in." Because just 1 year, I'd like to make it easy. Hey, how about a nice ride right to the playoffs? Look like some of these teams that are like 7-8 making the playoffs or whatever equals 17, 8-9 making the playoffs. We don't ever get that luxury here, do we? There's never a free ride for the Browns to make the playoffs.
On the cover of Pro Football Talk right now, the opening page.
Yeah, you all right over there?
I am, I guess.
You a little choked up?
I guess I am.
What, did you eat a cricket
or
something?
I want to see Deshaun out there. I had a cricket. Stuck in my throat.
There, let that be a lesson.
It's all about quarterbacks. Who's playing in the preseason? Who's not? And that appears to be a big question. Also a big question, are we getting a dome or are we not? Daryl Ryder has the latest. We're going to talk about that next on Baskin and Phelps.
I was just laughing.
Yeah, I wonder what'll happen to the independent contractors out there.
Yes, the non-sanctioned
small business owners.
Yes, what's going to happen?
A lot to be said for freelance work.
In fact, one of the guys was talking about the state of the economy there and just saying, why would you want to do that when you can walk into the store and it's all organized? It's like going to the grocery store. And I was like, oh, okay. This is where we are now, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Yes.
I'm curious to see.
When I was a kid, it was about firecrackers. Today, everything's changed.
Curious to see what we see on the streets of Cleveland walking around these days.
We'll see. We need to put up munchie stands all around town.
Your Dorito thought was not a bad one.
Hey, why not? Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Not a bad one.
Chip dispenser or something like that?
I can tell you.
Menigan would tell us what to sell. We'd know a little bit more.
It might be legal just today, but I can tell you that folks in the parking lot where we park every morning have been celebrating in anticipation for a good period of time now.
Their freedom and independence.
And then walking off to construction projects. So sleep well, downtown Clevelanders.
Fully prepared for today.
Your buildings are going to be really in great shape. Before we get to the news out of Baltimore that should scare Browns fans.
Yeah.
Menigan's going to scare our stomachs.
It is lunchtime. So
Dan was
be
in
careful.
Wisconsin. Did you go to the Wisconsin State Fair?
You're darn right. I went to the Wisconsin State Fair because I wanted to feel not only better about myself, but about my family, my friends, and pretty much anyone I've ever met on the street.
In Wisconsin, if they play the song Jump Around, do people just jump around no matter what? You don't have to be at Camp Randall to
Every bar band has a cover of Jump Around that they do.
And every bar everyone will start jumping?
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. You'll see them jumping all over the place. But here's the big one. Gentlemen, I tried crickets.
You played the game of cricket?
It's a fun game.
Nay, nay.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about cricket on the air.
Nay, nay. The actual bug, a roasted cricket.
You ate a cricket?
Mm-hmm.
And?
It was put in my hand, and I went, okay, let's give this a whirl. You only live once.
And?
Tastes like a sunflower seed. It honestly did. It tasted like sunflower seeds. It kind of, cracked like a sunflower seed, and it had that taste of it. Yeah.
You know, cricket is a gateway drug for cicadas. I just want you to know that.
Am I going
to
go down the line? Yeah. You're going to come in here, and I'm just going to be cutting up a black widow spider.
You're on grasshoppers, and then we got all kinds of issues.
And if you really go deep, those tree roaches are nasty.
Oh, there you go.
Seriously?
Anybody want to split a black widow with me?
You said it crunched, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it honestly...
Was it chocolate covered?
Did it have a little...
No, it was a little like bacon cheddar dust that was on there. Like they kind of did like the same thing you would do with a flavored sunflower seed.
All right, can I tell you this?
Yes, yes.
How about the bacon whatever dust on a pretzel?
Would be good, but...
If you're just trying to get the flavor, can't you put it on a cracker?
A better crunch from a cracker or a pretzel, yeah.
But you've been doing it forever with a sunflower seed, and if it tastes like a sunflower seed, why not season it like a sunflower seed?
Sunflower seeds are too much work.
Yeah, is there protein to it? Is there...
Oh, yeah, it's high in protein.
Oh, it is?
Absolutely.
I didn't realize.
You know, insects are, consumed all around the world, just not here. very often. They're a source of protein.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't it say that honestly I've done wasn't that diet. Bad.
I would say when
you only had one.
I'd say I don't pay for it, but give it a shot.
You buy a bag of them?
A box. At least that's why we got them, was in a box.
And how many in a box?
I think they were like 30, somewhere along those lines.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you try anything else while you were there?
I tried all sorts of weird stuff. The highlight, I would have to say, is a deep-fried pickle that was then rolled in Cooler Ranch Doritos. And then you dipped it in ranch dressing. That was outstanding.
It really was?
Highly, highly recommend that one. That was the best thing I ate. Also, deep-fried peanut butter and jelly wasn't bad. Deep-fried mashed potatoes, also pretty good.
Deep-fried?
Wait, deep-fried mashed potatoes would be like a tater tot, wouldn't
pretty
it?
Pretty close. It kind of was, except the inside of it had more butter in it. There was enough butter in there to pretty
much
solve any
problem. Was peanut butter
and
jelly on bread, and they deep-fried?
Yep. It was basically like taking, what are those? They call them the Uncrustables.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you basically like deep-fried those, breaded them, and deep-fried it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't run to do that one, but it's one of those that was there. I had it. I think it was deep-fried lemonade, and that was outstanding.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You mean it was as a liquid or what?
It was kind of like almost like somebody took a lemon square and then breaded it and deep fried it, and they called it deep fried lemonade. That was really good, but you couldn't eat a ton of that.
You know,
it was
good
really
lemon
sweet.
Squares are really hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. Then add a deep fryer to it.
Put them in the freezer.
Why are we deep frying all this stuff? I don't understand.
Because it's Wisconsin.
Because this is the United States of America, and are you going to badmouth the ingenuity of the United States of America?
Well,
we're out. We're not going to sit here.
Exactly. I can't sit
keep
here.
Keep going, Jeff.
So on Pro Football Talk, our buddy Mike Florio's website, headline, you ready?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson says he got fat and slow, is now in better shape.
Thanks to crickets.
He's pounding the protein. He cut out the carbs. Instead of putting that bacon dust or whatever on a cracker, he's going with a cricket. He says he looked at old game tape, and when he does, he sometimes thinks that he's both overweight and not as fast as he should be. He told Jonathan Jones of CBS, "I was fat. I just saw a video from a game 2 years ago against the Browns, and I looked out of shape. My eyes might be deceiving me, but I think I looked a little slower. But not now."
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy. Man, what a year it's going to be for quarterbacks in the AFC North.
How old do you think he is?
How old is
Lamar Jackson?
27? What is he?
You're right.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah. He just seems like he's been around forever. I mean, he came in young, but he says, "I'm still young. I haven't lost a step. This will be..." He'll be at his fastest this year.
I don't know. If you put all four AFC North quarterbacks in front of me, I'd pick him first. I think he's so good.
Because he plays for the Ravens, I hate to agree with you,
I would definitely do it.
And I really like Joe Burrow. I really like Burrow. And he and Lamar are different styles, because Lamar certainly runs, you know, more. And Lamar just wins. That guy just wins. And Joe Burrow's done a terrific job for the Bengals, and I hope he's healthy. He'd be my second guy in ranking the quarterbacks. Who would you rank higher, Deshaun Watson or whoever ends up starting in Pittsburgh? And it seemed like it was Russell Wilson, but now there's some buzz coming out of there that Justin Fields is really making a great impression.
It's a toss-up. I feel like I've been really wishy-washy on all my thoughts today.
Today?
No. Yeah, just today.
That was just for Les.
Yeah, you think it was, but it wasn't. Yeah, it's a toss-up, isn't it? I need to see it again.
I want to say Deshaun, but I can't.
History tells you don't say that.
Yeah.
It just says wait.
Yep.
It says wait. I hope that in 3 weeks, or 3 weeks... I hope that in a month or 6 weeks from now, where this isn't even a question. Okay, man, feel good, Deshaun. Make it Deshaun. I hope that I say I want Deshaun over Lamar in, you know, 2 months here, especially over Burrow. I want to be able to say that. Help me, Deshaun. Help me say that. Go out there and play dynamic football. Let's see what this team looks like when they start. Deshaun's not there right now. He's not. He's coming off injury again. Too many question marks. too many missed games over the last couple of years, and yet our whole franchise is just spinning around one player, and his name is Deshaun Watson. And I can't give him credibility against the other quarterbacks in the AFC North because he just hasn't done it. It's on paper, it's supposed to be there, but do it. Just go out there. See it.
When Mary Kay Cabot was with us at 11 o'clock, she made me kind of pause a little bit on my thought about playing him in the preseason. She said no because he's still coming back from stuff. And I've been working under the assumption he's good to go. You told me he looked great throwing the ball.
I'm telling you, I think he looks good to go. It's not my job.
If he's good to go, I'm playing him. If Mary Kay's accurate, and she is always on the money, and that he's still in the process of coming back, okay, then I understand if they don't play him. But if they think he's good to go, Andy, I want to see him on the field. Let's play the guy. Get him up to football speed. Get him up to Deshaun Watson speed, if we can find that again.
Yes. Jeff, if you had to pick one of these four quarterbacks, did you say it was Lamar?
Yeah, my guy would be Lamar Jackson, very, very closely followed by Joe Burrow. And that could flip in three games. But they're clearly the top two quarterbacks in the division. I mean, let's not kid ourselves.
It's 1-2. We are in such a tough division. If we were anywhere else,
best quarterback division in football.
I just think our optimism would be so through the roof. As long as we didn't have to play the Chiefs twice a year, right? We'd be sitting here going, "Wow, this is a playoff year." I don't even think twice about it. But knowing that all four teams made the playoffs last year, that these teams are going to destroy each other throughout the year. The reason someone's not going to make it from the AFC North this year is because of the AFC North. Like, they'll probably have success against everybody outside of the AFC North, but the AFC North is going to set them down with three or four losses, and you'll be like, "Oh, it was because of the North. That's why they didn't get in." Because just 1 year, I'd like to make it easy. Hey, how about a nice ride right to the playoffs? Look like some of these teams that are like 7-8 making the playoffs, or whatever equals 17, 8-9 making the playoffs. We don't ever get that luxury here, do we? There's never a free ride for the Browns to make the playoffs.
On the cover of Pro Football Talk right now, the opening page.
Yeah, you all right over there?
I am, I guess.
You a little choked up?
I guess I am.
What, did you eat a cricket or something?
I want to see Deshaun out there. I had a cricket. Got stuck in my throat.
There, let that be a lesson.
It's all about quarterbacks. Who's playing in the preseason? Who's not? And that appears to be a big question. Also a big question, are we getting a dome or are we not? Daryl Ryder has the latest. We're going to talk about that next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.